Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 10th, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The King Parikshit Maharaj said, Parikshit Maharaj is a disciple and Sukadeva Goswami is the spiritual master. So the spiritual master is speaking and the disciple is hearing, but in the meantime making some question. That is the way of understanding. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattadvish. The injunction is that tadvidhi, if you want to understand transcendental subject matter, not material, spiritual is completely unknown to us because we do not know what is spiritual. We are identifying with this body, we do not know even that I am spiritual. Where is the possibility of spiritual understanding? One cannot see himself, what he is. He is thinking, I am this body, exactly like the dog. The dog is thinking, I am dog. So if I think I am American, I am Indian, what is the difference? There is no difference. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatu. If one thinks that I am this body, then he is no better than saiva gokhara. The animals, they also think like that. I am this body. So when one understands that I am not this body, I mean extra, that can be understood very easily if we analyze ourselves. I have several times said, beginning from your breathing, you analyze, take breathing, they say breathing is the life. As soon as the breathing stops, life, more life. So does it mean that breathing is life? No. Analyze. What is this breathing? It is air. So you can get so much air and put it into a machine, just like, what is it called? Bellow. And pump it through the nose. Is it possible to get life? No. In this way, item by item, you analyze this body. Now you are advanced in laboratory analyzing. Take this breathing, take this blood, take this skin, take this bone. So many things are there, ingredients. Analyze each one of them. Would you find for life? Your common sense that this is not life. Life is beyond this material. So, so-called rascals, they think that this is body, this is life, combination. There are many theories. One of the theories is the combination of this matter, these bones, this blood, this skin, the veins, the stool, the urinating, there are so many things. That combination makes the life. And why don't you put all these things are available? Why don't you put together and bring life? That we shall do in future. Yes. What is the purpose? Therefore, we are so fools and rascals that we do not know what is spirit life. Spirit. Still we are passing as big scientists and philosophers. All rascals. Anyone who is thinking, I am this body, he is a rascal. He is an animal. Saiva gokhara. Jasatmabuddhi kunapi iti dhaku. Sadhikkalatra disubhavuma idyati. This is Bhagavad, practical analysis. So, here, the Bhagavad Katha, that is transcendental knowledge, so Parikrit Maharaj has approached the right person, Sukadeva Goswami. Why? Because he is the disciple and son of Vyasadeva. So this is parampara. One should learn from the right person. That is perfect knowledge. You are sticking to Krishna consciousness movement because to receive perfect knowledge. If we change, if we become so rascal that what is spoken in the Vedic literature, there is beyond something, there is nowhere else. There is no beyond. This is perfect knowledge. So, how to take perfect knowledge? Tadvidhi. First of all, you try to learn. Tadvidhi, how to learn, where to learn. Pranipati, you know. Fully surrender. If you find somebody that he is somebody important, where you can surrender fully. From Tadvidhi Punyadi. Now our process of Vedic knowledge is for surrender. Not that I hear and I reject it. That is not the way. That is another askella. First of all, find out the person where you can surrender. Surrender means you first of all can be convinced that here is a person who can give me actual knowledge. Therefore, before selecting Guru, one has to convince himself that the person whom I am going to accept as Guru, whether he actually can give me the knowledge. That is one thing. Therefore, before making Guru, the sister is, for 1 year, the prospective disciple should hear from the person and then decide. And similarly, the guru also see a person who is actually submissive or not. That is Vaishnava in Jnana, Hari Bhakti Vilas. Not that to make a guru as a fashion. No, not do. Don't keep a guru, order supplying guru. No. Just like somebody keeps a dog, the master orders him, do this, and he does. Passion. No. It is not passion. You must approach a guru who, where you can surrender. Otherwise, don't make guru. And the guru also should not accept such a rascal as guru. First of all, the thing is surrender. But with the pranipati, the first necessity is that you surrender. Here, you have seen Parikrit Maharaj, also the emperor of the world. He is taking lesson from Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is seated on the throne, and he is seated on the ground, submissive. So, does it mean that I shall become submissive and whatever my guru will say, I will have to accept? No. Pariprasnena. Tadvidhi. So here is the pariprasna. Sri Raja Upasa. Ask. That is intelligent. Intelligent desire. First of all, he must. It is not that he is checking the guru, how my guru is learning. No, this submission is there. But when the guru says something, he may not understand. That concession is this, paripurusha. You inquire. So, Parijna. Sukadeva Goswami said that you have to atone for your sinful activities before your death, otherwise you will suffer in the next life. Rajubhata Raja, the king, he was a little doubtful about this atonement. So he is inquiring, drishtasutabhyam yat papam jananapi atmano ahitam karoti bhuya vivasa prayaschittam mathukatham. Sir, you have spoken about atonement, but they are doing atonement every moment, they are suffering. But he still again is committing the sinful activity. So what is the use of this account? Just like in the Christian church, they go to confess every weekly, so that I have done it. I'll give some money. And again next week, again, the same thing going on. So this is a very intelligent question. The atonement is there in every religion. The basic process there is atonement. But what is the use of this atonement if he does not cease committing the same sinful activity? Just like practically we see a thief. So he knows that I am committing theft, I shall be punished if I am arrested. He knows it, otherwise why he goes silently at night and break? He knows it well, that if I am arrested, I will be punished. Sutta means, just like we are hearing the Shastra, so he has heard it from the law books, that if one commits theft, he will be punished. And he has seen also that a person who has committed theft, he is arrested by the police, so he has been taken to the prison house. So here knowledge is acquired from two sources, by direct perception and by hearing. Just like we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, this is knowledge also. And when you see, there are three kinds of receiving knowledge. One is Shruti. Shruti means hearing. So our Vedic process is that we hear the Vedic information and we become perfect. Shruti. And somebody challenges that why should I believe in the Vedas? I must see. But everything is not possible to see. For example, the mother said to the son, here is your father. So you have to believe your mother, otherwise how you can see your father? It is not possible. If you want to see, to take the proof whether this gentleman is my father, that is not possible. Because he became your father before your birth, how you can see? This is the way. You have to accept opposite. So, things which are beyond our perception, we have to accept authority. Therefore, the Vedic process is, if the word perfect order is there in the Vedas, not if anything which is in the Vedas, that is perfect. We have to accept. Accept. This is the way, Vedic Shruti. So, Drishta Sutabhyam. Sutta means hearing, knowledge. One has seen the same thing, the person, the thief, he has seen and he has heard, Drishta Sutabhyam Yat Papam. He He knows what is sinful activity. Jananapi, he knows this. Jananapi atmano ahitam. This kind of activity is injurious to my person. Karoti bhuya vibhasa. Again he commits the same. He knows. Karoti vibhasa prayaschittam athukatam. Then what is the value of that? If he cannot stop this sinful activity, then where is, what is the meaning of this prayaschitta? A professor has seen, he has gone to the prison several times, he has been punished. He still commits the same thing, again goes to the jail. A patient, he has suffered from the disease on account of certain bad habits, and he has gone to the doctor, he has paid much money and suffered injection, operation, and he still refused. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj says, what is the value of this prayaschitta? Prayaschitta is a kind of punishment. So, this is a very important question. This is a very intelligent question, and Parikshit Maharaj will reply. Sukadeva Goswami will reply. But this is student. Just see how intelligent question it is put. Sukadeva Goswami says that for any sinful action one has to atone. So immediately catches the word. This is intelligent desire. Then what is the value of this atonement? He cannot collect himself to commit this sinful activity, then what is the value of atonement? It's a very nice question. We shall discuss tomorrow. Thank you very much.